Thank you for tuning into the For What For Who podcast. My name is Courtney Croucher, and I'm really excited to have you here. I've always been obsessed with self-development and pop culture and everything that influences how we live our lives, which is why we're here today, because I believe that with everything you do, every decision you make, for what, for who, my intention is for this to be a resource for people who want to have better relationships, health, professional growth, balance in your lives, and self-love. Subscribe to hear my journey along with special guests every Monday for a blunt approach to living life unapologetically on your terms. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday. We are getting closer to the end of the month. Can you fucking believe it? We are nearing the end of August. I don't know where the time has gone, but it's flying by. And if you're feeling that pressure, then you're not alone because I'm with you. But I want to dive right into it because I am focused right now. I'm high energy and we got to get into it. Okay. So I've been thinking a lot about what my Vancouver chapter has done for me. If you're a new listener, I moved to Vancouver on a whim and I'm now actually moving back to Ontario. And I've been here for, you know, almost a year and a half and I've had the best time, but I just don't feel like it's my place to live long term. And there's a variety of other reasons of why I'm leaving, but that is the main spiel. So within that course of action, I have also decided to quit my job. I've decided to make a lot of changes in my life. And there's been a level of grief that has occurred with these changes because, of course, our ego and our mind and our heart doesn't know, even our body doesn't know how to detach from how things once used to be, right? Because it's different. It's new. It's maybe the unknown. It's often the unknown. And when we don't know what the next thing holds, our whole body starts to freak out, right? Because what is safety to the ego is the known, the comfortable, the thing that we've already experienced. So anything outside of that comfort zone feels like it's a huge danger to the ego and to ourselves. And that's how we try to keep ourselves safe. But on the flip side, we can also remain in unhappy situations just because we know it. It's almost like that devil you know rather than the devil you don't. And it can feel very limiting. And maybe you're listening to this and you're feeling like that right now. Maybe you're in a situation right now, a job, a relationship, a city, an environment, a body, a cycle of habits that you're not happy in. And I think it's really important to identify that because when we realize we're not happy, that already just kickstarts some change, right? For us to try to numb out and ignore the fact that maybe we're not happy is where things get a little tricky because no one's going to come do it for you. No one's going to come save you and just like magically change your life. You really have to own what's not working for you and decide accordingly because also a lot of people that are around you who know you as your current self can sometimes be confused as to why you want change, especially if they feel like they're projecting their fears or their desires onto you. So for example, maybe you're not happy in your career right now and you want to do so much more, but the people around you are like, but you're doing so well, you're, you know, maybe making good money, you have stability, like why would you want to leave that? And you might have a variety of different answers of why, and maybe you actually don't know, maybe there's just this like burning calling on your insides that you're just like, I know I'm just meant for more and I know that I'm miserable. And sometimes people are not going to get that, but you have to recognize it at the end of the day and vocalize it out loud to yourself because that's when it makes it real. So many of us, I think, especially during the pandemic, we convinced ourselves for so long that we're okay with how things are. And then we are forced to shut down, to slow down, to stay very isolated. And that gave us time to consider things that maybe we hadn't given time or space to consider at all. Because in the hustle and bustle of the day to day, we can get lost in reflecting of, hey, am I happy? Like, what's working? What's not working? Sometimes we can get just so busy that we forget to do that check-in within ourselves. But that check-in is the key to living an intentional life for you. Because if we're continuing to stay busy, continuing to follow the quote-unquote shoulds of the society, of the world, then we can get lost in doing things for other people, whether we're conscious of it or not. Most of the times it's an unconscious belief that, well, you know, I could never leave my stable 9-to-5 because that's just what's normal. How, like, you know, so many people don't become like entrepreneurs and stuff like that. Even if they have all these amazing dreams and big ideas, they choose to stay in something that's believed to be stable, right? Now, I'm not saying you should become an entrepreneur. If you're, it's more about if you're not happy and you know you're meant for more, whether you're willing to even take a look at that or not. Because sometimes we can get so trapped up, wrapped up in what we have grown to believe that we don't allow ourselves the space to say, maybe I'm not happy. So the first thing is seeing that you're not happy. But then the second thing is taking action. And the thing that has kind of been haunting me the last 2 weeks, and it's a famous, well, I don't know, maybe depending on your algorithm, I know for me, I see it everywhere. And it's a quote that says, your new life is going to cost you your old one. Let me repeat. Your new life is going to cost you your old one. And I've heard this before, and it's always stuck with me, but right now I feel it so fucking deeply. And I'm going to tell you why. So I have this thing that I have definitely shared on the podcast before, and it's something that I try to live by. And it's when you say yes to something, you say no to something else. And the opposite, right? When you say no to something, you say yes to something. So for example, if you say no to a night out, maybe you say yes to an early morning. Or if you say no to a night out, maybe you say yes to more money in the bank because you haven't spent it on $20 cocktails. But on the flip side, maybe you say yes to a night out and so you say no to some sleep. Whatever it may be, right? These are just random examples. And those are all okay. There's no judgment attached to them. It's more just about how you're choosing to live your life and whether that's in alignment with the person that you want to be. So when it comes to your new life costing you your old one, when we have to consider where we're at today, what's not working, what we actually want and desire, we have to be willing to give up our own bullshit a lot of the time. And this is fucking hard. It is so tough to look in the mirror and say, what am I pretending to not know? What habits am I holding on to that I know are no longer serving me? Something I'm trying to work on right now is identifying where I'm spending my time, because I've realized that since I quit my job and gave myself some kind of independent contractor vacation, I have allowed myself to kind of just be. And it's been a really necessary time, but now it's been, you know, a certain amount of time where I'm like, okay, it's time to kind of get back on the horse, especially because I'm now moving and now like times are approaching where it's time to kind of get going again. And that doesn't mean necessarily with work, but just in a lot of other areas. And I've realized that I've spent a little bit too much time watching TV. And like it was necessary for a little bit, but now I gotta scale it back. Especially because I'm not looking forward to watching TV anymore. It's just this daily habit of I eat dinner in front of the TV, I live alone, so it's just been something I've gotten in the habit of. And not only do you typically eat more in front of the TV, which is just an annoying factor, but also you can get sucked into, oh, well, now it's whatever, 8:30, and you know I'm going to go to bed soon anyways, so I might as well watch one more. And that is the cycle I've personally gotten into, and I'm not liking it because I actually haven't been sleeping all that well, and I haven't been feeling as accomplished by the end of the night. Like when my head hits the pillow, I feel like there's all these things I never got done, but then I'm looking at my time and I'm like, oh, well, I spent fucking 6 p.m. to like 10 p.m. watching TV and not even realizing that 4 hours has escaped me. Now, there's, like I said, no judgment attached to this. It's just if you want something different, you have to move differently. And so in my case,
I'm going to have to start giving up some of these hours in front of the TV and trading them for things that are aligned action for what I'm wanting to accomplish and who I'm wanting to be. And that's just a simple example of your new life costing you your old one. Maybe your old life consisted of specific habits, specific people, certain ways of waking up that you know your highest slash future self does not embody, right? If you're thinking of your future self, like, how does she wake up? Who is she talking to each day? What energy does she want to exude? I'm saying she because I'm just speaking in my own terms, whatever pronouns you identify with, of course. But what is she doing? What is she spending her time on? How is she feeling? Is she allowing bullshit to get in the way of her day? Is she allowing anxiety to derail her from her entire fucking day? Or is she prioritizing her mental health and being proactive? I know for me, I can get down anxiety spirals, and it's been a lot more in the most recent months, just going through some stuff and whatever. But I've decided to start taking myself more seriously again and asking for help. I started going to therapy, and I've started to interrupt those anxious spirals with getting busy doing something else, whether it's super productive, quote unquote, or not. Just getting outside of myself, because it's never fun to sit in that. It's not like I feel like I've really accomplished anything when I've sat in that anxious spiral. I typically can, you know, acknowledge what's going on, but getting out of it can be really hard. So trying to figure out how we are aligning ourselves is crucial to be able to completely transform our lives. Now, I think one of the hardest parts of your new life costing you your old one is probably the people that you surround yourself with. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like habits and people are probably my two kryptonites. Like, when I think of giving up the people that are currently in my life now, and this is where some of those beliefs that maybe are unconscious can take over, right? So even when I was just about to say, what I was going to say was giving up those people in my life that I don't feel like are serving my larger vision. Now, why do we have to give up people? Does it always have to be that dramatic? No. Sometimes it's more about just a natural, you know, detaching, a little bit less frequency of hangouts or calls or whatever. You know, you're just kind of starting to distance yourselves from these people. It doesn't always have to be so dramatic. Now, I'm working through my own personal relationships and the way that I go about things, because it's so much easier to just cut people off. Nope, you're not for me anymore. Boom. And it doesn't always have to be that fucking dramatic. Now, maybe you're not that person, but I'm fiery as hell. And in my past, that was a coping mechanism, I think, or a defense mechanism, where I would just cut people off and not think twice about it. Now I'm trying to grow up and handle things differently in a different way. But what is still uncomfortable about that process is realizing that maybe the people in our lives aren't serving the life that we're really wanting to build. And having to kind of swallow those facts can be really, really difficult. I know for me, it's tough, because I struggle, and this is something that I'm still working through, but just on a personal note, I've gotten myself into situations in both romantic and friendships where I meet somebody and I'm like, oh my God, I like you. And suddenly I give my trust and my loyalty quite quickly, and I kind of hold these people on pedestals pretty quickly. I don't ask enough questions, not even externally, but even to myself, of like what these people are truly about. I don't get to know them enough before giving all of my energy, my time, and my value, right? And I think that it's in alignment with self-esteem and self-confidence. When you start to value yourself more, you start to create more boundaries and more almost like criteria that is needed in order to access you and your energy. And it doesn't mean that you're too good for anybody. It's never anything like that. It's more of just like, if you're giving your people a lot of your time, that is a huge energy exchange, and not everyone's worth it, okay? Like, that's a simple fact. And not everyone is going to value it the same way that maybe someone else will. And that's where it's really tough to swallow this, because especially when maybe you treat people differently, it's hard to see how people aren't maybe giving you the respect that you would always show somebody, or you would treat them in a specific way. Not everyone has that same heart and value that you do, right? So it can be really tough to face maybe some disappointment, especially it can be our own thing when we've almost placed these expectations of people that were actually never asked of them and were never promised. We just got this idea in our own head about these people. And this can happen on the flip side of people doing that to us as well. But what the common denominator that can suck about that process is the disappointment. Breaking habits is hard, of course. But I think breaking habits and starting to distance yourself from people, those two things can be really difficult, especially for me. It's the people part, because I'm like a recovering people pleaser. I really am. And I'm starting to really starting to implement boundary setting into my life and all aspects of my life. And I think that is from a process of valuing and becoming more worthy within my own self. And so now boundaries are a necessity to be able to maintain that peace and that level of acceptance within myself, and just knowing what I can and cannot do for people. Like, for example, just giving time away so freely when it's like, for example, if you're maybe I'm not explaining this completely, because I'm trying to speak in more high level terms, but there have been instances where I give someone my time and it just seems like they're just taking it for granted. And then you're thinking after about like, fuck, there's so many things I could have done today. And I just spent all my time with that person and it doesn't even seem like they cared. Have you ever been in that situation? Because I have, and it really sucks. And what really can be damaging is when we continue to repeat it, because we keep then telling ourselves internally that our time is not valuable. And so when we start to up level in our lives, it requires getting real with ourselves and getting real with the people around us. So what if we added a dollar amount to how your new life is going to cost you your old one? And if you put value, like dollar value, into all of this little bullet points of the things that you're essentially going to have to trade in, let's say, like your old Honda Civic for your brand new Tesla, okay? What is that going to cost you? And I think getting really clear on what we're saying yes to currently and whether or not it's aligned. And it doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. I think just saying, is this aligned or not with the bigger vision? If it isn't, okay, we'll figure that part out later. We just need to know if it's a fuck yes or it's a no. Because when you're in the gray area, you're always losing. So figuring out what we're saying yes to, is it aligned? And then the things that aren't aligned, okay, now we got to make some action plans, right? Some maybe tough conversations, some hard decisions, some boundary setting, some instances where we're saying no to things that we're typically always readily available for. And maybe that's going to confuse some people. Right? Maybe you're the go-to girl for somebody and you're suddenly putting your foot down and saying, I'm actually not available. Thank you for the invite though. Like, whoa. And then you're sitting there shaking and trembling like, what the fuck did I just do? Oh my God, they're going to be so mad at me. Oh my God. Listen, if you're feeling that way, because I've been there, you know, the reaction that they have is something that you cannot control. How you can control the situation is your delivery, how you say things, all of that. But at the end of the day, if someone really truly loves you and respects you and all of that, they'll be okay with your answer and with you putting yourself first. If they have an adverse reaction to it, it's probably out of a lot of confusion for you setting a boundary that wasn't there before and they were so used to taking advantage of that. So if you're in that situation, it can be really tough, but also Are those the kind of people that you want in your new life? Like, when you pop that bottle, and it can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic champagne, okay? You're popping that bottle to celebrate whatever fucking big win that is coming to mind right now. I know there's something in your mind that is a goal that maybe you didn't even realize it until I'm painting the photo of popping the champagne. And you're seeing all these people around you. Who's actually clapping for you? Who do you want in that room to share that win with? Do you actually like the people that you're around? Do you actually feel attached to the habits that you've had? Or do you feel like you're actually ready to trade it in for the up level? For all of the blessings that are about to come in when you finally decide to change and choose your fucking self. I was having a conversation with a family member the other day, and we were talking about how they're wanting to kind of get back into focusing on their health more. They're not feeling great, and things are just getting a little bit tougher than they used to be. Like, you know, walking up the stairs, suddenly they're finding that they can't catch their breath as quickly, and they're really starting to feel shame around that. And so we had an honest conversation about, okay, like, what's going on, you know? And I feel like it's something that sparked a little bit of a fire in me of like, oh my God, yes, this is why I have a podcast. This is why I love talking to people about self-development and becoming the best version of yourself, because it's about how you feel about yourself in your life. It's not about how you look, you know, even according to weight loss, right? When I was chatting with my family member, it was like, you don't have to be a specific weight or have six-pack abs. It's more about like, do you feel good or not? And if you don't, okay, what are we going to do about it? How can I support you? You know, and being able to really identify what isn't working there, what the daily habits are, and what results we're really getting from those daily habits, and what is hard, right? So, for example, feeling the way that they're feeling is hard. That's really hard to feel. What's harder, though? Creating a daily regimen that requires, you know, maybe like a gym session, some healthier eating, drinking more water, whatever it may be. I'm not a dietitian nor a personal trainer, but just little things, right? Being healthy and having a healthy lifestyle can feel hard, but what is harder? That or feeling like you can't breathe going up the flight of stairs? Now, only you can choose this, right? I feel like when it comes to health, you either invest now or pay for it later. And so that's something that's huge for me, because I feel like when I take care of myself, it kind of creates this momentum of me valuing other parts of my life and how it's going to affect me later on. Like, when you're like 75 years old, how are you going to feel, right? And I feel like when it comes to your health, it's not, like I said, it's not about being skinny. It's not about having a six pack. It's like, are you going to be upright? Are you going to be able to like run around with grandchildren or other family members? Or are you going to be stuck in a hospital bed? Are you going to be alive? Like, yeah, we're going to go there, because we have this gift of life that a lot of us take advantage of, including myself. If you think of how many, you know, I think we get like, what is it, 4,000 weeks or something in our lifetime. I feel like I'm butchering that, but there's a finite amount of time we have on this earth. And so if you really start to break it down of how old you are today and how much you statistically probably have left on this planet, you probably would value the time and energy differently. And so included in that, that determines whether you're kicking or not, is your health. And so just being able to look at that and say like, okay, how can I feel good today? And we, in our conversation with my family member, we talked about, I said something about how it's good to feel good. And they repeated it, yeah. And they're nodding their head and they're like, yeah, it's good to feel good. And I was thinking about that in just life. I'm like, man, if we just took care of ourselves a little bit more, and this is not even related to health and fitness, it's like in just general, like if we just kind of intentionally chose just one thing each day to get us closer to the future we're envisioning, how much better our lives would most likely be. But in the process of choosing differently, we have to leave stuff behind, right? And that's where what I'm facing is I'm looking around at my first apartment that I have paid for and lived alone in across the country from my family. I never thought I would ever get here. And to be saying goodbye to this apartment is so strange because, man, these four walls have seen a lot, and I've transformed into such a different person than I was when I entered this apartment. And it's very strange to reflect on that, but I think it's so crucial to reflect without getting fully attached to the feeling, because what can happen is we can go down that scarcity spiral of almost like, will it ever get this good? When deep down, I know that I'm leaving Vancouver and choosing a different life because I wasn't happy. And like, it was good and it was a good experience and all of that, but it's just, I know that it wasn't fully checking all of the boxes. And I personally am not in a position to settle in my life. So that's where my decision making has come from. And yeah, it's a difficult one for sure. It's really tough to say, this has been amazing, but it's time for the next chapter. But with the title and theme and what I've repeated many times throughout this episode already is that your new life is going to cost you your old one. And that includes the habits, the people you surround yourself with, the job, the career, the time you spend on things, the environment that you're in, all of it. Because if you think of what makes up our lives, and if we really picked apart all of those different factors and what's working and what's not working, we might find some key things that aren't actually lighting our soul on fire. And if you really want to live a life that's intentional, I think it's so important to do that audit and choose something every single day to get you closer to that vision. So that is the episode today, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I am on Instagram at the Not So Average Batch and at For What For Who podcast. I always appreciate your support. Thank you so much for coming along this journey with me and being such, you know, understanding listeners of the crazy ups and downs I've had over the years. And I'm so excited to see what this next chapter looks like for me, because I feel so much more connected to why I was put on this earth. And I think that energy is something that multiplies. And I just can't thank you enough for your support. So as always, if you could share this episode, tag a friend, it always means the world. You know, rate it and review if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, follow it on Spotify. And yeah, as always, guys, love yourself, love others, and wash your fucking hands. I'll see you next Monday. Bye, guys.